Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Heart Disease, which your doctor won't tell you, and Treating and Beating Anxiety and Depression with Orthomolecular Medicine. Thank you for joining me tonight for my first Tuesday of the month, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. Tonight we're going to be discussing fibro fog. And if you're like me, the patients that I work with on a daily basis, you found that over the years, as your fibromyalgia has become more pronounced, you've had more and more trouble with your memory and with mental clarity and just being able really to get your mind to work as it used to. And we're going to talk about why that is tonight, and we're going to talk about ways that you can start to reverse that symptom that is associated with fibromyalgia. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic nutritionist. I've been in private practice since 1990, going on, goodness gracious, 23 years. The last 13 years, I have specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice here in Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Brookwood Hospital, where I employed 5 medical doctors and a very large support staff. We specialized in using integrative medicine, which is a combination of natural medicine, which I continue to practice, and very judicious use of prescription drugs when needed. And our focus was on chronic illnesses, mainly fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, anxiety, depression, some of these other things that are mentioned in my book. But for the last 7-8 years, I have been in practice by myself many years, I guess 2003, so it's been 10 years ago. I sold my medical practice, and I do mostly phone consults with patients all over the world. And I'm able to do that because in my practice, I don't write prescriptions for drugs. What I attempt to do is to use high doses, but the right doses of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, the building blocks that make the hormones, that make the brain chemicals, that make the thyroid nutrients that you need. I use the building blocks, change the person's biochemistry, and by doing that, by correcting the causes instead of treating symptoms, I'm able to reverse the symptoms associated with fibromyalgia. I also use anti-inflammatory diets and metabolic plans that allow the person to increase their energy and improve their sleep. And a large part of my practice involves using functional medicine, which is the science of using medical tests, typically tests that are kind of cutting edge, that are not used in traditional medicine. These tests that look at how well the person's different systems or organs are functioning. Certainly, we're concerned about pathology, and I order blood work. That is, then the patient, whether they're here in Birmingham, Alabama, they go to a local lab, or they're in Cleveland, Ohio, and they go to a lab in their town. I write a prescription, they go get the blood work, and I look at it. Oftentimes, the blood work that I'm ordering is blood work that's never been ordered by their physician. These are cutting-edge tests. There's nothing, it's not rocket science, it's just being a good doctor. Unfortunately, as you know, with fibromyalgia, typically you get passed from one doctor to the next. On the average, it takes 7 years and 12 doctors before you ever get the diagnosis. And most of the time, patients, when they have found me, it's because they're falling through the cracks. They can't find anybody that understands what they're going through. They certainly can't find anybody that can help them manage and then reverse their symptoms of fibromyalgia. And the reason that is because in traditional medicine, the treatment is managing symptoms. It's treating symptoms, not causes. If you've got poor sleep, they put you on a sleeping pill. Now, the symptom is poor sleep. The cause is something else, whether that's an elevated cortisol level at bedtime, whether that's because you're depleted in melatonin because you're taking a tricyclic antidepressant over the years or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, or you're low in a brain chemical called serotonin because you've gotten under too much stress and you deplete your stress-coping chemicals. Chief among those is serotonin. Poor sleep is a symptom. It's not a cause. Fibromyalgia is a group of symptoms, a syndrome that has numerous symptoms associated with it, including poor sleep, chronic aching muscle pain, fatigue, headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, low mood, anxiety, etc. The downfall of traditional medicine in treating a syndrome like fibromyalgia is that, again, the focus is on treating the symptoms. The problem with that, there's so many symptoms associated with fibromyalgia, before you know it, the patient's on 12 different drugs, each drug competing with another drug and causing an additional side effect. Traditional medicine is a dead end long-term for fibromyalgia. That's where functional medicine testing, functional medicine comes in. By locating where the person's broken down biochemically through the right testing, now it's a matter of changing the biochemistry. Once you do that, you change the physiology. Once you change the physiology, now you change how the person feels, how they sleep, how they lose weight, or how they're able to exercise, etc. That's the real focus of my practice, what I've been doing for the last 13 years when I encounter those with fibromyalgia and Klein-T syndrome. Now, tonight, what we're talking about, though, is fibro fog. And in fibro fog, you find that you have problems recalling known words. You know, you typically use the incorrect words. You have can't remember people's names. You have short-term memory problems like forgetfulness, inability to remember what you've just read or what you've just heard, or maybe you saw a movie last week, you don't remember anything about it. You oftentimes have problems with directional disorientation, so you're not able to recognize familiar surroundings. You get lost easy. It's hard to read a map. You become disoriented very quickly in a shopping mall if you're not overwhelmed because you bankrupt your stress coping chemicals, so you don't handle a lot of stress, including being in a crowd. You have trouble recalling where things are. Where did I put my keys? Where did I put my blue socks? Where did I put my spouse? You know, you have trouble just getting your mind to click in and work correctly. You have lots of problems with multitasking, so you have an inability to pay attention to more than one thing. And forget balancing a checkbook or doing any type of math, rudimentary math problems because your brain is not working, and I call it the mind mush, the fibro fog, where you oftentimes are walking out in a cloudy type mindset where things just don't come together for you. You easily get distracted. Patients that are talking to me, we're going over their health history, and next thing I know, they're off on a tangent, and you know, they're talking about something that happened 20 years ago that has nothing to do with their health. Oftentimes when they're talking to me, they will forget their spouse's name who's sitting right next to them, and you know, they're talking to me and say, what's your name? And it's this fibro fog, this cloudy thinking that is oftentimes as disabling as the pain and the fatigue. Many of my patients will, when they rank the things that they want to work on when we work together in a program, oftentimes fibro fog is number one. They want to get their mental clarity back. They want to get their brain working like it used to, because for many of them, they're not able to work. And the big reason, certainly because of the pain and the fatigue, but also because they just can't process the information that they used to. And that's incredibly important if you have a very high demanding mental task oriented job like an accountant or an attorney or a banker, anybody's kind of handling finances. So certainly once your mind starts to go, your livelihood is threatened. And with this fibro fog, this mental clarity, this cognitive dysfunction, as we call it in medicine, then you have problems with day-to-day mental challenges, what I call, or other people call, senior moments. You forget what you're talking about in mid-sentence. You forget, as I said, you forget where you put things like your keys, You forget people's names. You know, your sister. You know, you can't remember your what's my sister's name. And it's easy once that happens, when you start going through that, that you start to feel like you're losing your mind. And unfortunately, because you've got so many symptoms, pain, fatigue, low mood, irritable bowel, you might have headaches, you might have chemical sensitivities where you can't be around strong smells, strong odors, you can't go into an Office Depot or an Office Max because you can't take the smell. But when you have all these different symptoms and you start to relate those to other people and even to a doctor, oftentimes the doctor will tell you it's all in your head. Now, they may not come out and say that, but oftentimes they will refer you to a psychologist, a neuropsychologist, or a psychiatrist, or they want to give you an antidepressant. Not so much like Cymbalta or Savilla, but they want to give you an antidepressant because they think it'll help you deal with this mental illness that you have. You know, that's what's implied. And it's easy to feel like, you know, that you are becoming crazy, because some people will lead you to believe that. They are totally in the wrong, but unfortunately we have many doctors out there and ignorant, family and coworkers who really don't understand what you're going through. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. But what's happening in fibro fog is the same mechanism that's driving this cloudy thinking is what's driving the fibromyalgia in general, and that is stress. Stress is the catalyst for disease. I don't care what disease it is. Excuse me, whether that's fibromyalgia, brain fog, irritable bowel syndrome, or cancer, or heart disease, it doesn't matter. Stress is the catalyst for disease, including fibromyalgia and the fibro fog that comes with it. Now, what happens in fibromyalgia is once your autonomic nervous system, which is your self-regulating system that regulates your heartbeat, your temperature, your sleep-wake cycle, your bowel movements, your pain level, your moods, your immune system, how you digest food, once that becomes compromised, then all these different systems start to break down. And this is a dysfunction in the hypothalamus, pituitary adrenals, or the HPA axis. Once that starts to go haywire, there's no drug that can correct that. The only way to correct that is to start to build up and repair your stress coping chemicals and mechanisms so that the stress is now taken off the HPA axis. Until you do that, then you're always going to have fibromyalgia. You're always going to have symptoms of fibromyalgia, whether that's poor sleep, aching muscle pain, or low mood. It doesn't matter. That's going to persist. I don't care what drugs you take. In fact, the problem with prescription medications and fibromyalgia is that what brings on the illness is too much stress. And prescription medications are just another stressor. Now, they can be helpful. They can be your only option sometimes. So I'm not anti-drug. I'm anti-wrong drug. I'm anti-too many drugs. And I'm anti-drug-only philosophy. You see, nobody has a drug deficiency. There's a time and there's a place. But what you want to be thinking is, why is it I can't sleep? It's not because I have an Ambien deficiency. It has to be something else. And once you start thinking along those lines, then you realize this paradigm, the way we think, the way we've been taught to think about health, managing symptoms instead of correcting causes, is really, it's totally missing what true health is about. And because synthetic medications are a stress on the body with the potential side effects, then we have a doctor or a profession, a philosophy, a way of doing things that's saying, look, we're going to give you drugs to help you manage these symptoms. And short term, they may be helpful, no doubt about it. Oftentimes, they're not, but short term they can be helpful. But now long term they're causing more stress because they're causing more side effects, and they're very stressful to your body. is stressful to your detoxification pathways, to your liver. If you're taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, they can cause leaky gut and perforated ulcers and bleeding in the stomach, all sorts of nasty things. And then each medication that you're taking oftentimes will deplete a crucial nutrient. And when that nutrient becomes depleted, then you start to have problems. So a case in point, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories actually deplete your natural sleep hormone, melatonin. So once your melatonin level goes low, now you start having trouble with your sleep. And we can trace that back to 10 years earlier when you were taking a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and you've never been able to build up your natural melatonin levels. Or it could be that you have a very low DHEA level because of all the stress, and then combined with taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for a period of time, or steroids, there are several things that will deplete melatonin, including tricyclic antidepressants and regular antidepressants, whether that's Sevilla or Prozac, combined with a low DHEA level, will drastically lower your natural sleep hormone melatonin. So there's all kinds of things that come into play that start to drive these causes, not the symptoms, but the causes of fibromyalgia. But the big thing here that we're looking at with fibrofog is that once the hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenals become affected, now your mental clarity starts to suffer. And a big part of that is because of this poor sleep. And stress is magnified even more so when you don't get a deep restorative sleep. The Fibromyalgia Network, a survey by the Fibromyalgia Network reports that 62% of patients say that emotional and physical stress preceded their symptoms. I find when I'm interviewing my patients, I mean, that's one of the number one things I ask them. What was going on? You know, when was the last time you felt good? And typically people will say, you know, 5, 10 years ago. And then I'm going back and I'm saying, well, what, you know, if it was 10 years ago, what was going on 11 years ago? Oh, my gosh, I was going through a divorce. I lost my job. I lost my house. I went through bankruptcy. I mean, it could be all things. It could be something as mundane, something you would not even think about. That you were just working a lot of hours, and you got sick with the flu, and you've never really felt good since. It could be you're working a lot of hours, started to feel kind of run down. Your sleep was off a little bit, but then you got in a car accident, and then you've never been the same. But there's some stressor or stressors that then trigger this thing called fibromyalgia. And if you think back, typically you can uncover that. But years of poor sleep, chronic pain, and illness take their toll, bankrupting your stress coping chemicals and your hormones, like DHEA, which is a master stress coping hormone, cortisol, which is incredibly important for being able to handle long-term stress. Serotonin, which is the happy hormone. The more stress you're under, the more serotonin you need. Dopamine, norepinephrine, gamma-aminobutyric acid. These nerdy-sounding names or neurotransmitters like dopamine, they help you to be able to handle pain and to be happy. They give you pleasure and drive and zip and ambition. And when they're compromised because of too much stress, now you start to have problems. And unfortunately, because those chemicals are low, now you find that stress is magnified. So not only do you have a low, you know, these chemicals are very low, it's hard to deal with the stress, but now when you encounter stress, it becomes even more difficult to have stamina and resiliency to it. Now, as you stay under stress, now you start to have problems with your thyroid function, so your metabolism goes down. And once that goes down, now you find that you start having more problems with fatigue. You might have high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, tingling in your hands and feet, cold hands and feet, hair loss, constipation. All these things start to show up. And then, unfortunately, what typically happens is now you start getting a drug for each of these symptoms that start to show up. So if it's tingling in the hands and feet, you might get on gabapentin or Lyrica. If it's problems with cholesterol, elevated cholesterol, now you get on a cholesterol medication, which then depletes your CoQ10. Now you start having muscle pain, so they put you on a muscle relaxer like Flexeril, which then can cause problems with depleting your natural sleep hormone, melatonin. So it's just this domino effect. If you're not careful, you get in the system, and it's very hard to get out. But really the big trigger is this chronic stress and the inability to handle stress. And we know that what drives that is this poor sleep. And when you're not going into deep restorative sleep, you have an elevation of substance P, which is a hormone that increases your pain. It lowers your pain threshold, so pain is magnified. You have less growth hormone, which is human growth hormone, or HGH, which is supposed to be released during the night to repair muscles, the soft tissue, the tendons, the ligaments, and muscle tissue. All during the day, we're using muscles. You know, we're using our muscles. Whatever we're doing, we're using our muscles. Even if you're sedentary, you still have muscle cell turnover that has to be repaired during the night. But if you're not getting that deep restorative sleep, that isn't happening. So we know that if you're not getting that deep restorative sleep, you also are compromising your mental clarity. You start to have problems with mental recall. You start to have problems with being able to process data, whether that's a math problem or being able to remember a grocery list. And as this stress is compounded because of poor sleep, now you start having problems with low thyroid. Now, once your thyroid becomes compromised, now everything slows down. Your metabolism is controlled by your thyroid. And so if your thyroid function is low, everything slows down, including your mental capacities. So if thyroid gets under too much stress, which is the beginning of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and it's not caught in time, then you can go years and years with all the symptoms of low thyroid, as I mentioned previously, and never be caught, because most doctors are testing you for TSH and T4. Those don't pick up the beginning of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease, which is the number one cause of low thyroid. And to catch that, you need to do some specialty labs, which I do routinely and should be done routinely, but they're not. But you need to do that. And once you catch that, you can write that. Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, most doctors are treating the symptoms of fibromyalgia and not the causes. And that leads to a lot of problems we see with mental clarity issues. So if you look at the common fibromyalgia drugs, the drugs that are being used in fibromyalgia today, tricyclic antidepressants like Elavil and Trazodone, amitriptyline, doxepin, and then we look at Klonopin and other benzodiazepines or tranquilizers, Ativan, Xanax sometimes Valium, but Klonopin's a big one. Restoril's kind of made a surge here. And then you have the atypical antipsychotics like, they're just mind zapper. I mean, they just fry your brain. Abilify, Mictal. There's a couple other that will come to me. Zyprexa, I'm sorry. You know, those medications are just incredibly dangerous and incredibly life-draining. They just are so damaging to your biochemistry. And, of course, you have Lyrica, Neurontin, and Flexeril, and Hydrocodone, and Ultram. Mirapex for Lesser-Sreg syndrome, SSR antidepressants like Celexa, Paxil, Prozac. Then you have the newer SSRNIs, which are Cymbalta, Savilla, Effexor, Prestige. And, you know, all those medications are common in the fibromyalgia world. The problem with those medications, if you look at them, they have the potential to cause the side effects of many of the symptoms that you experience with fibromyalgia, including, especially, fibro fog. So if you look at Trazodone, they can cause confusion, fibro fog, anxiety. All the tricyclic antidepressants like Elavil, Trazodone, Doxepin, Amitriptyline, Pamela, that whole class, they deplete CoQ10. Once you deplete CoQ10, which is a spark plug of every cell, your metabolism goes down. So now you can have all sorts of side effects, including neurological problems, tingling in the hands and feet. You can get, you can become depressed. You can have problems with mental clarity. You can become anxious. You can have cold hands, cold feet, all sorts of things start to show up neurologically. Oftentimes it can't be explained with a nerve conduction test or visit to the neurologist. But it's as simple as looking, going and looking, being a detective and figuring out it's the trazodone you've been on 10 years that's causing this peripheral pain that you have in the legs. Nothing else, that's what it is. You don't need to be on Lyrica for that. You just need to come off the trazodone. Now then the question is, well, I can't come off trazodone because I can't sleep. But you don't have a trazodone deficiency. What you got to figure out is what's causing you not to sleep. It's probably some functional medicine testing that you need to have done. But once you know that, now it's a matter of solving that biochemical problem instead of covering up a symptom. So we look at those medications, the tricyclic medications, as I mentioned earlier, they deplete your natural sleep hormone melatonin. We look at Flexeril, which causes depression, fibrofog, anxiety, hangover, mental clarity issues. Elovil, it's another tricyclic antidepressant. Ambien and Lunesta cause memory loss, short-term and long-term memory problems in memory, confusion, hallucinations, anxiety, depression. And what's happening right now with Ambien is patients are having a very difficult time getting refills for that medication because the FDA has gotten so many, they've got so much feedback from doctors and patients telling them about the side effects of waking up in the middle of the night and eating the entire refrigerator, you know, or getting in the car and going to the grocery store and getting, a gallon of ice cream and eating it and not remembering these things. Driving a car and having no memory is pretty dangerous. And those are some of the things that we're encountering with Ambien. Now, I'm not, I think that in the grand scheme of things, if you try everything naturally and Ambien is the only thing that works, then you need to be on Ambien. So I think it's a disservice to just cut people off Ambien. And I know I've got some patients on here tonight that I've been working with who I'm a realist. And if it comes down to you need to be on Ambien, you've tried everything else, then you need to be on Ambien because you've got to sleep. Now, having said that, don't let that be a cop-out because if you've not tried everything else, if you've not worked with me or other doctors who work like I do, who use the protocols like I do, then you've not tried everything. So I'm not going to let you off the hook to tell you that, you know, you can stay on the Ambien because Ambien has a lot of potential side effects. Chief among those is flu-like achy muscle pain. And what does that sound like? Well, it sounds like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, doesn't it? It can cause anxiety, and cause depression, and cause fibrofog. All those are signs of, a side effect of the medication that really is a mirror image of fibromyalgia. So I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy. Now, other sleep medications that are typically used would be the benzodiazepines that are also used in anxiety. And those, again, would be Xanax, Restoril, Ativan, Valium, Klonopin. And those medications, they don't produce deep restorative sleep. Now, they knock you out, but you're not getting in that delta wave, deep restorative sleep. So you're not building up your stress coping chemicals. You're not repairing damaged muscle. You're not doing the things that you need to do. And those medications are notorious for being addictive. So if you've been on them for even as short as 2 weeks, it's hard to get off of them without having withdrawal symptoms. They're also notorious for causing depression, fatigue, fibrofog, and tardive dyskinesia. Now, tardive dyskinesia is the shakes, the tremors, and we've got that 60% of the adult population over the age of 60 who have been on those medications will not be able to come off of them. They're addicted, and they will then go on to develop tremors. Now, oftentimes they're mistaken that, at least in early on, that they have Parkinson's disease, when actually it's the benzodiazepine, the Valium, or the Xanax that they've been on for years. These medications cause insomnia long-term because they deplete your natural sleep hormone melatonin. So you take something to knock it out, but really you're not getting that delta sleep, so you're not getting in that deep delta wave sleep and you're not making deposits into your stress coping savings accounts. You never really feel good. And these medications also deplete CoQ10, and I've talked about that. Now, also we see common drugs that we think that, how could that affect mood? But non-steroidal anti-inflammatories can cause problems with mental clarity issues. It, as I mentioned earlier, depletes melatonin. natural anti-inflammatories also can affect your ability to absorb B12. When you get low in B12, you start having problems with pre-senile dementia. You don't really think very well. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories also can cause achy muscle pain. So it sounds kind of crazy, but I've had patients that I've gotten them off their Mobic or their Celebrex and used natural protocols to help with their pain. But then what they found was a lot of their pain just went away coming off that medicine. So, and then you look at pain pills. Pain pills are notorious for causing anxiety, depression, and thought disorders, including poor memory, mental clarity issues. Beta blockers like Inderal, Toprol, and Tenormin, those medications, they slow down the thought process, so they can give you problems with mental cognition, certainly memory, and they also are notorious for causing mood disorders, including depression. Now, things like antihistamines, which you tend to think can be pretty safe, but Benadryl, Tavis, Claritin, Zyrtec, even those in the right person may cause mental confusion, psychosis, even hallucinations. Now, here's the thing. When you look at the literature, you see that potential side effect for Benadryl's mental confusion. But it's probably 2% of the people who take it, so two out of 100. But now if you're one of those unlucky two people, it doesn't make any difference, right, whether it's the odds are low or not. If you're one of those two people, you're affected. So we get kind of jaded to this idea of we hear all these side effects being read off in a television commercial, and we just kind of turn an ear to it. You know, we don't listen to it anymore. We've become so jaded to it. And the problem with that is that oftentimes we're experiencing those side effects, and we don't even know it from a medication we're taking. We don't even know that we're having it because we just think we don't feel good. We just think it's our fibromyalgia. And, we think, well, golly, I'm not thinking. I'm losing my mind. I can't remember anything. And we think it's the fibro fog because we're run down and we're tired, and it certainly could be. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of times it's the medication that we're taking. It could be the Lyrica. It could be the Ambien. It could be Zantac or Tepcent or Librax, because those medications are known to cause mental confusion, dementia, even delirium. Now these are proton pump inhibitors. These are stomach acid drugs. They're designed to help with heartburn and GERD. But even those medications in a certain population can cause mental clarity issues and problems with your thinking. Neurontin and Lyrica are notorious for causing mental confusion, being in a fog, you just can't think at all, thought disorders, even hallucinations. Those medications are a disaster. Provigil, Ritalin, Concerta, these are stimulants, and Ritalin and Concerta and Adderall, those three are amphetamines. And if you sold them on the street, you could go to jail, but, they're prescribed. They affect the brain like cocaine does, and they can cause mania, psychosis, depression, irritability, anger issues, problems with mental recall. So, there's a stimulate so that you are more alert, you're more focused. But long-term, these medications can do damage to the neurotransmitters, the brain cells and the receptors. And long-term, they deplete DHEA and other things to help you deal with stress. So, it's if you're fatigued, the way to treat the fatigue is not by giving you an amphetamine. The way to fix the fatigue is to find out what's causing you to be fatigued. Well, is that because you don't sleep at night, or you do sleep at night, but you're not getting deep restorative sleep because you're taking a medication like Klonopin that doesn't allow you to feel refreshed the next day? Or is it because you have low thyroid that your doctor keeps missing year after year after year? I mean, you have to investigate these things. So we look at Mirapex for restless leg syndrome, and that can cause amnesia, mental confusion, memory loss. And then, as I mentioned earlier, drugs deplete essential nutrients that you need for mental clarity. The statins, Lipitor, Zocor, Vitor, and Creston, you know, those medications deplete CoQ10. You need CoQ10. Without it, you start having problems with your thinking, as well as neurological issues, pins and needles, pain in your hands and feet, in your legs, muscle pain, mitral valve prolapse, high blood pressure. Celebrex depletes folic acid. Folic acid is one of the most potent antidepressant substances out there. And when your folic acid level goes low, you really start having trouble with your neurotransmitters, your brain chemicals. And so it definitely can cause problems with thought disorder. Steroids, you know, prednisone, cortisol, these things can cause problems with depleting magnesium and zinc, so you start getting problems with muscle spasms and low moods, and it affects your ability to get a good night's sleep, etc. Lowers your immune system. Antacids block B12, which when your B12 gets low, it can bring on pre-senile dementia. Estrogen medications deplete B6. B6 is needed to make the neurotransmitters, the happy hormones, serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, gamma-aminobutyric acid. And when you're low in B6, you don't make serotonin, the happy hormone. You also, when you're low in B6, you don't dream at night. You don't get into that deep restorative sleep. Estrogen medications, whether that's hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills, also deplete the omega-3s. These are essential fatty acids, which are natural anti-inflammatory hormones. And when those are low, you tend to have more inflammation. Estrogen medications deplete magnesium, which is in 300 different bodily processes, and is a natural muscle relaxer. It does all sorts of things. Diuretics deplete B6 and magnesium. So when you're taking these medications, you need to realize that they start depleting these nutrients. So when you get low in B12, you tend to have issues with anxiety, depression, dementia, fatigue, fibrofog. B1 or thiamine, when that becomes low, you tend to start having problems with anxiety, depression, fatigue, and pre-senile dementia. B6, I've already discussed that. B2 is affected by many of the medications out there, and when it's low, it affects your ability to be happy. I mean, it affects your sleep, it affects anxiety and depression levels. B5, when that goes low, then you really have trouble dealing with stress, because B5 or pantothenic acid is the main stress coping vitamin. And you really need high levels of that to be able to handle stress long term. But also, when you get low in that, you become fatigued and irritable and depressed. We already talked about folic acid. And, you know, right now we see that in the literature, 92% of those taking folic acid were able to cure their depression. Now, that compared to 70% taking antidepressants. Now, this is out of a PubMed, this is out of my book, Treating and Beating Anxiety and Depression book. But, you know, antidepressants are no better than a sugar pill 70% of the time. And that comes out of a meta-analysis where they looked at thousands and thousands of patients, hundreds of different studies that showed that antidepressants oftentimes are no better than a sugar pill. And we know that fibromyalgia patients are deficient in these B vitamins. They're deficient in the minerals that they need. They're deficient in the essential fatty acids that they need to make these chemicals. So that's why I talk at length in these presentations and talk at length in my book about the fact that you need to make sure that you are building up your stress coping savings account. And you do that with the right supplements, with the right nutrients. But if you don't do that, the problem is if you don't do that, then you're going to continue to stay depleted in these chemicals. And without those chemicals, you're not able to make the hormones that you need then to be able to get the deeper sorts of sleep, to be happy, to combat low moods, anxiety, depression. And it's a domino effect, really, because when you don't have these nutrients, then you don't handle stress very well. Because you don't handle stress very well, you further deplete what nutrients you do have. And the whole goal of writing Fiber Manager really is to make sure that you're building enough stress coping chemicals, and you're building up your stress coping hormones like adrenal, cortisol, and DHEA, and you make sure your thyroid's working so that you take the stress off the body. If you don't do that, then it doesn't matter what drug you take. It doesn't really matter what you do. You're really going to stand very little chance of ever feeling good again. And, looking just at the essential fatty acids, when we see that these omega-3s, which you typically get from fish oil, when they're low, then we have problems with your brain cells being able to communicate one with another. And you start having problems with ADD, ADHD, poor mental clarity, poor immune function, increased inflammation and pain. We also know that through testing, now, there's no blood tests, although apparently there's one being touted right now. I'm not real sure what to make of it yet, but there's really no blood tests for fibromyalgia. However, there is an amino acid assay, a test that can be done, that 84% of the time shows that those fibromyalgia are deficient in certain amino acids, which are the building blocks of a protein. And these essential amino acids, meaning that your body can't make them, you have to get them in your diet, when they're low, they cause problems. And those amino acids are tryptophan, which makes serotonin, the happy hormone, L-phenylalanine, which gives you drive, zip, and energy, and methionine, which is part of SAMe, S-adenosine methionine, or SAMe, which is a potent antidepressant, helps with lower pain, great for the sulfur-dependent detoxification pathways of the liver. All those amino acids are low, and they create all sorts of problems. Well, in wrapping up tonight's presentation, what you've got to do to reverse your fibromyalgia, fibro fog associated with your fibromyalgia, is first of all, you've got to look at the medications. You've got to know what you're taking, and you need to explore that by going on the Mayo website or looking in my book. But you need to explore what is it you're taking, what are the potential side effects, and look to see could you be having some of those side effects. Then work with your doctor to change to a different medication, even better, to wean off. And there's a right way to do it. Work with someone who knows how to help you. And then do it with a natural protocol. I mean, that's what I do with my patients. Typically, my patients are on 12 different drugs when they start with me, and by the time I'm finished working with them in a program, then they're down to one or two or none. Certainly, I get them down to the lowest dose. Now, sometimes there's medication they can't come off of. If they have heart arrhythmia, that they have to stay on that medication. If it's high blood pressure medication, typically I can get them off of that. If it's diabetes medication, that's covering up a symptom. They have an elevated blood sugar, but that's a symptom. That's not the cause. The cause is they're overweight, or when you change their diet, or both. And once you start to look at these drugs, again, you need to work with somebody, whether that's me or a doctor, who will work with you to reduce and then eliminate these drugs by putting on a different natural protocol. A lot of your fibro fog is going to disappear. You're going to find your thinking certainly becomes clearer. Now, the other thing you've got to do, you've got to restore that deep restorative sleep. You've got to fix any sleep issues. And if you've not done that yet, that's really the place to start. You've got to get that deep restorative sleep. You can read more about that in my book. You can go to thefibrodoctor.com on my blog, and you can see a little blurb about how to order my sleep program, which goes into step-by-step. There's a video, there's an audio, it goes into, and there's a written report that's just been updated that goes into detail about how to restore deep restorative sleep again, whether you're on drugs or not, how to do it. And there's some bonus things that go with that. And that's if you can order that for a nominal fee. It's drrogermurphy.com/sleepprogram/.com. But you, again, look on the fibrodoctor.com and you'll see how to do that. But you've got to get that deep restorative sleep. You've got to build up your stress coping chemicals, your adrenal glands. So you need to know what your cortisol levels are. The best way to do that is to be tested to see what your cortisol levels are throughout the day. There's four samples that you would get through a saliva test, and that would tell you a great deal about what state of stress your body's in, how you're doing. And from that, once you start to work on the low adrenal function, because just about everybody, well, everybody has fibromyalgia, has adrenal fatigue, you've got to repair that. If you don't, you might get that deep restorative sleep, and that's one way to really help the adrenals. You take some of the load off of that stress coping gland. But you'll find that if you don't repair your adrenal glands, then you're going to have ups and downs. So you're going to feel good after sleeping, and you're going to overdo it, and you're going to crash. And it's going to be this pattern that you get in. So you've got to repair the adrenal glands as well. The other thing that you really need to look at is you need to find a doctor who will order the right thyroid test and will help you to uncover, do you have a low thyroid problem? Because I find about 70% of my patients with fibromyalgia have low thyroid. And of that 70%, probably 60% of those have been misdiagnosed. They haven't been diagnosed properly, and they've been missed year after year after year. So you really need to explore, do you have low thyroid? The other thing is you want to make sure that you also get tested to see what your DHEA level. That's a blood test. And you can do it in a saliva test when you do the cortisol adrenal test, or you can do a blood test either way. But for the thing about the DHEA, doctors don't order it. It's just not something they do, but it's one of your main stress coping hormones. It's also incredibly important for mental acuity. Helps to lower anxiety and boost mood. So it's really great for low moods and anxiety. Super important for your immune system, but very, very important for mental clarity. If your DHEA level is low, then you can't hang on to serotonin very easily. And serotonin is one of the main keys in treating fibromyalgia, the cause of fibromyalgia. So you want to definitely know what your DHEA level is. So for the parameters for DHEA are very wide in a blood test. I think it's 35 to 430, which is ridiculous. Because who wants to be, you know, if you're 36 and they tell you normal, how could you be, you're at 36 and John's at 429. I mean, something can't be, and you're both, it's normal. Something can't be right. What's wrong is that the old guard has not caught up with the scientific literature, which shows clinically that, without a doubt, females do better at 300 to 350, and males do better between 450 and 590. That's the optimal levels. We want you to be at optimal blood levels, you know, lab levels. We don't want you to be at suboptimal. We don't want you to be a D student or an F student. We want you to be an A student. And so you want to get that checked. Now, if you do those things and you still not improve, then if you're a female, you probably need to get your estradiol level checked and you need to get your progesterone level checked. Now, estradiol levels should be around 100 to 200 if you're postmenopausal. There's ways, if you're still on your menstrual cycle, to check it to see where it is, make sure it falls in the right numbers. But if you're non-menstruating female, your estradiol level should be around between 100 and 200, especially if you're on hormone replacement therapy. Now, many doctors will tell you that if it's at 30 or 40, it's going to, on the blood test, it's going to say it's normal. Again, we're looking at optimal. Your progesterone should be between 1.0 and 2.0. Now, for men, your sex hormone, testosterone, is the key. So when that's low, you're at risk of death from all mortality, by the way. Increased risk of heart attack and stroke, and from all illnesses when your testosterone levels. So you want to make sure it's pushing the higher levels of what are considered normal. Again, that would be optimal. Typically, for my patients, I find I don't have to do a lot with the sex hormones because I'm repairing the adrenal function. It's the adrenal gland where a lot of these things are made. And if you repair that, then typically pregnenolone and DHEA with the master hormones that make estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone as well, they'll take care of itself. But having said that, there's a time and a place that the sex hormones need to be replaced, and you can read all about that in my Treating and Being Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome book. So now, as I finish up tonight, we're closing in here on the hour, and I want to let you know I've got some exciting things coming down the road here very soon. There's going to be an announcement in the next couple of weeks about a very exciting program. And so look for an email coming soon that's going to explain a new program that I'm starting. I'm very, very excited about it. I think it's going to allow me to help hundreds, potentially thousands of people I've not been able to reach yet. And I'm very excited about that. People are asking about the fifth edition book, and I assure you I'm pushing them as hard as I can, but we're still looking at the fall before that book comes out. It's 560-something pages, I think. So it's, you know, a little shorter than War and Peace, but it's certainly packed with the latest health information to help you uncover what your problem is with fibromyalgia and then reverse it. So I'm really excited about that book coming out this fall. Okay, this is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. If you'd like to know more about the clinic, I'd encourage you to go to treatingandbeating.com and certainly feel free to give the clinic a call. My staff does a wonderful job of answering questions, helping any way they can, including setting up a phone consult or in-clinic consult if you're in Birmingham, Alabama, or would like to come visit us. And the number to call is 205-879-2383. Wish you all the best and hopefully a good night's sleep.